is it.
You're locked into the flagship, an Ole Miss podcast powered by College Corner.
Here we go.
One, two, three.
Get your daily Rebel sports fix at the Ole Miss Spirit, omspirit.com.
Welcome in to this Friday edition of the flagship. I'm your host, Zach Berry. Thank you all for tuning in. It's been a minute since we have done one of these. Billy and I have been kind of tag teaming the recruiting podcast. He's done some interview podcasts. He was at the Senior Bowl. He's got some great stuff from there. And then Ben and I have done some podcasts. And then he's been talking to Judd Uttermark and doing some other interviews. So if you missed any of that, make sure to check it out at the Talk of Champions podcast channel, wherever you get your podcasts. Do want to remind you, we are in the College Corner studio, three locations, Oxford, Ridgeland, Flowood. I posted on the message board, if you are a member of the community at the Ole Miss Spirit, they've got a big winter sale going on, anywhere from 30 to 50% off. So items are flying off the rack, flying off the shelves. So it's online and in store. So make sure to check it out. Link is on the site. And I also tweeted out the link as well. Also want to give a shout out to our friends at Roback. We appreciate them. You can use promo code JUICE for 20% off. We said it all during the fall. Want to remind you, by next football season, they will have Ole Miss specific merch. So they had a lot of, you know, the state of Mississippi merch and things like that, and people were wanting some Ole Miss stuff. The good folks at Roback have informed me they will have that for the football season in 2025. Also, shout out to our guy, Drew Moak, USA Benefits Group. Check him out, quoteswithdrew.com. He can get you a free quote today. And last but certainly not least, shout out to our buddy Greg Jones at LB's Meat Market on University Avenue across from Kroger. Go see him and snag you a lane train special. Get you something for the weekend as we've got the big game, Super Bowl 59, Eagles, Chiefs in New Orleans. And without further ado, we'll bring him in right now, Mr. Greg Jones of LB's Meat Market. Greg, good morning. How are we doing?
Great, man. Good to be back on the show.
I know. It's been a minute. We're going to get to food. We're going to get to food in the kind of the second segment here. But first, we got to talk about this Ole Miss basketball team. Maybe you were chirping a little bit earlier this week to some of your buddies up in the Bluegrass State, but an emphatic win. I mean, just an absolute shellacking of Kentucky.
Yeah, that's the best half of basketball. I mean, every time Kentucky started knocking on the door, we'd hit a big shot. So, I mean, that's the best basketball I've seen. Every shot was going down. I mean, Morrell showed up. I mean, you know, he'd kind of been on the back burner in these bigger games, and we need him to hit those shots down. So. And, you know, whenever you're hitting the three and you're, you know, playing good defense, like, I mean, they get after it. I mean, they get after it. And, I didn't say too much because I know they were missing two of their big guys. And, you know, that Arkansas win definitely hurt. But, you know, Mark Pope's done an incredible job with their program and with what they've had, you know, like it was a big win. Just got to keep it rolling. You know, you can't touch the brake at all, especially when it hits February, and especially when it comes into March. You know, you got to go to LSU and take care of business and move forward. So I'm excited about it.
Yeah, it's funny you mentioned that half of basketball. That's our good buddy Ben Woodhouse said the same thing. He was like, I think that's the best half of basketball ever in like program history.
In general, I haven't seen, you know, that was just flawless.
Shot the lights out, and then yeah, play great defense. I mean, that's the calling card for a beard team. But 24 assists, one turnover. Honestly, if Kentucky wasn't as good as they were offensively, I mean, Ole Miss might have run them out of the building like by 30. Oh,
yeah. But
yeah, capitalize on it. I mean, yeah, you mentioned they were down a couple. You know, the Kerr kid from Arizona, the transfer, Butler was out.
Yeah, Lamar Butler's a beast. And yeah, they're definitely missing him. And you know.
He's the one that drives the bus for sure. But yeah, 98 points against Kentucky. And like you said, Mark Pope's been great this year. beat Duke, and that's a good Kentucky team. So
yeah, beat Gonzaga. You know, first time Gonzaga ever lost a home game with the halftime lead, I think, or something like that. But man, you know, you can't judge a book by any cover on the first year that any guy has their hands on a program. So I just think that he's done a really good job. And, you know, you look at Chris Beard in his second season, you know, obviously the first season, you know, kind of it's hard to work this transfer portal. It's a totally different thing. You know, it's not like you're going and, you know, getting freshmen and, you know, impact freshmen. Like, you can literally you know, put a whole new team. I mean, you look at Calipari. I mean, he had one player. He literally had to put together a whole new team. So it's a whole different game. And, you know, you're obviously looking at the transfer portal in football. I mean, like, you obviously have your blackboard and you have your starters and your gaps that you need to fill in. And, you know, you have a budget, and it's almost like, you know, spending, it's like a draft salary, you know, for a fantasy football team. You know, like, you don't want to spend too much money here, or you just want to say, hey, we need to spend money and have this. So it's a different situation, and just kind of curious how it's going to turn out in the next couple of years, because, you know, as a fan, not only you have to buy season tickets and everything, you got to, you know, insert some money into the NIL program to make sure your team's
good.
So it is what it is on this whole new dimension with the NIL programs.
Yeah, and before we move on and talk about the resume, I do want to give a shout-out. You mentioned Morrell. He's been hurt all year. I mean, the guy's just been fighting through it. He hasn't been himself, but he looked damn good on Tuesday.
Yeah, and he had opportunities to leave. So, like, he's stuck with the program, and he's been with it. So, I mean, like, you got to give the guy some credit, because he's a great ball player. It just, you know, it's hard to stay healthy in a you know, 20-plus game season.
Yeah. Yeah, 24, first time he's been over 20 this year. Looked more like himself. I mean, transition threes, getting to his spots and just knocking down shots. He hasn't done that. He's just been hurt. And I think he's starting to get a little better. And, look, they found a rhythm. And I was talking earlier this week to one of the national guys that covers college basketball, and he was asking me, you know, kind of what I thought about this team as we get close to March. And, you know, I was like, man – this team has 6 1,000-point scorers on it. If this team, because you know they're going to play defense, they're always going to do that. If they can click offensively and get in a rhythm, and like you saw on Tuesday, if everybody's hitting shots one night, it's going to be a tough team to beat, man. I mean, Tuesday night probably beats a lot of people.
Oh, I agree. And, like, another thing that I kind of noticed, you know, through the year is, like, we don't have any killer instinct about us. You know, we don't have, like, you know, some, you know, to put them away but last, the Kentucky game showed the killer instinct, like knocking down the threes, whenever Kentucky had the comeback, literally, you know, knocking down big shots, and getting stops whenever. So, you know, you can kind of see the killer instinct coming out, but you know, you got to be on all cylinders, especially when February rolls around, because that's the time to roll. And I think he's got him pointing in the right direction. Just, you know, Saturday's a big tell. You've got to take care of business, you know, with teams. And it's not an easy game, especially, you know, regardless of how bad LSU is. You got to go to LSU and beat them at you know, at their place.
Yeah, you're the better team. You got to go win that road conference game to keep your resume boosted up. Ole Miss has been as high as on the 4 line. I've seen them on the 5. They're pretty much hovering anywhere from 4 to 6 seed right now. 20 in the net, 6-6 in quad 1, which is fine. I mean, you're doing well there. You got the Alabama win. The Louisville win's looking great now. BYU sliding a little, but that's still a quad 1 win that you got early in the year. That's really, really good. You beat Texas, and then you got the Kentucky one. Undefeated everywhere else, 2, 3, 4 quads. So that's good. You don't have any slip ups. So that's, like you said, Saturday, you've got to take care of business. You cannot stumble. But yeah, I mean, this team right now is positioned incredibly well to get into the field. And it's year two, man. I mean, what Chris Beard has done in short order is impressive. And there are a lot of parallels to his year two at Texas Tech with this team. I mean, pretty much every statistic I looked at it earlier in the year, almost identical to that team. So you've got to maintain. I think if you look at the schedule, if I can pull that up real quick, I think you're looking at a pretty decent close to the regular season, to where I think you're gonna have a legitimate shot to have 20 plus wins and be in that plus 25 net territory, like in that top 25. The two road games coming up, LSU, South Carolina, have to win those two.
Definitely take care of business there. And, you know, and it doesn't matter, like, what the score is, like, how bad you play. Like, you just got to get
it. Just win.
Like, it's just – I mean, it was almost kind of like the football with Kentucky this year. Like, we played – we didn't show up, but somehow, some way, you got to win that game, you know. And just it's – you got to, you know, somehow, some way to find – to win these ugly games. Because I imagine this LSU game is probably going to be ugly. I mean, like, you know, either one of these games are going to be ugly, but just got to find a way to win.
Yeah, you got these two coming up, and then next week you get a shot at Mississippi State at home. The game feels like forever ago, but, you know, that game at the hump, Ole Miss had no business being in that game. Shot the ball terribly, played awful, turned the ball over too much, still got to overtime and had a real shot to steal it, didn't get it. So you got Mississippi State at home, and you go on the road to a pretty spunky Vandy team. You have a shot at getting a good road win there. And then three out of the four remaining after that, at Auburn, Tennessee at home, and at Florida. Those are just kind of, you know,
house. Yeah, I would think those are just really good, like, prep games for the tournament. I mean,
for March,
like, you're literally playing probably the one seed, the two seed, and probably the five seed. I mean, what in a SEC tournament style. So just take advantage of it because – you know, just play with house money. Sometimes, like, whenever you get in a groove like this and you've got a nice little resume development, like, you know, just go out there and just roll the dice. So, who knows, man. I'm a big fan of the defensive side. They get after it defensively. I know that for sure.
Yeah, that's been – I mean, you saw what they did to Alabama. Mark Pope said it in his post game where he was like, man, we just didn't have an answer. They switch well. They rebounded. They defend you. I mean, it's
yeah,
pretty.
Yeah, I mean, like, my Kentucky friend was like, man, this is embarrassing. And I'm like, no, I mean, like, you know, like, you lost two of your best players. And we're tough at home. Like, it's no joke to come to the Pavilion. I mean, I know that on a weekday, it's, you know, it's not completely packed out to do the 10,000. But, you know, it's the student section definitely brings it every game, and it's a tough place to play. And, you know, Ole Miss hits shots at home. So you gotta give credit to the Auburn team. I mean, how good is Auburn this year? I mean, good
man.
Lord. I mean, so
they were just better. Ole Miss didn't shoot free throws well. They had some bad turnovers, but Auburn's just
but really, like you were saying, like that, if we play that game against Kentucky, against anybody in the country, I mean, I don't see us getting beat by, you know, anybody, you know, regardless. I just, you know, who they are. I just, that was just flawless basketball.
Yeah.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Save on your next oil change at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Choose Castrol Edge Full Synthetic Motor Oil to provide maximum performance and protection for your engine. Get a $15 gift card after rebate when you buy 5 quarts of Castrol Edge for $34.95. Plus, 2 times O Rewards points. Offer valid in-store and online at O'ReillyAuto.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I will say one thing. I'll bring it up. I mentioned it on the message board yesterday, and people got upset. And the Indiana job, Mike Woodson, he's talked about contemplating stepping down. And I immediately had some national guys text me and say, like, hey, just a heads up, Chris Beard will absolutely be on the list. Look, Mike Woodson hasn't left Indiana yet. So it's not like anything is imminent, but just bringing it up that because Chris Beard is doing so well at Ole Miss, he's going to be a candidate for the Indiana job, for other jobs, just because he's an elite coach. I mean, he's a top national coach. So, but yeah, again, that wasn't me trying to, you know, prop up Beard for the job or run him out of town. It's just, that's just the nature of it.
Mean, like
you have an elite coach.
I feel like when we hired him, it wasn't a 2 feet in kind of job that we're getting from. I mean, I don't know. I might be completely wrong. I mean, he might have both feet in Oxford and, you know, he might want to stay in Oxford and that sort of thing. But I always kind of felt like he might have had 1 foot out the door, you know, wanting to, you know, get an elite thing. But, man, like, you look at Kiffin, like, he kind of, like, got here and developed and, you know, it kind of bites you. And, you know, I don't know if it has the same effect with Coach Beard, but, like, you know, you look at Kiffin and, you know, Oxford grows on you. You know, it's a cool town. You know, it's everybody's on the same page. You know, everybody's, you know, so who knows? I don't know. But, you know, the Indiana job is an elite job. I know he's got Bobby Knight ties, you know, and, you know, just for him, it might be something just too good to be true for him. And it's tough, but you have to, you know, give him the credit for what he's done with the program. And whoever picks up the job is going to be in a good situation. They're going to have a nice facility. They're going to have a nice, you know, ready, you know, turnkey projects. So, I mean, I don't see why not Ole Miss is an attractive job for a high profile coach, you know, even if Beard doesn't leave.
Well, I made sure to mention the caveat that I talked to people that are close to Beard, and they say that he's extremely happy at Ole Miss. He's getting paid well. It's honestly a perfect form for athletics and for basketball specifically, because your AD is a former basketball player.
Yeah.
So, you know, he's all in. So he's got a great relationship with Keith Carter. There are a lot of parallels to Kiffin and how, you know, nobody really wanted Kiffin when he was coming to Ole Miss. Nobody really wanted Beard because of everything that happened at Texas. So Ole Miss taking a chance on him and giving him the opportunity. And now you're in the SEC, which is, it's easily the best conference this year, but it's a top two conference in college basketball now. You know, it's a good chance that Beard could just say, hey, thanks, but no thanks.
Yeah, so, I just worry with the Bobby Knight connection because, you know, he is a Bobby Knight guy. I mean, like, you can definitely that's the first thing he mentioned, you know, in the halftime interview. He was like, that's Bobby Knight-style basketball. The intensity always wins. And, you know, he's got it right. You got to get it out of these kids because, you know, they'll go turtle mode on you. You got to keep the button pressed and, you know, you got to keep them going. So it's a tough gig now these days to be a college coach in any sport.
Again, though, the important thing to focus on right now, that's a non-issue. No need to worry about it because nothing's happened. The important thing, Ole Miss is 17-6. And in a really good spot to get a really good seed in the tournament. All right, let's turn our attention to baseball real quick. But before I do that, I want to remind everybody, our good friends at Home Field Apparel, sponsor the show as well. See this hat. If you like it and you want to get this hat, go to homefieldapparel.com. Make sure when you go to checkout, you use promo code LASTDANCE24. You can get 15% off your first purchase. But we appreciate everybody at Home Field being a proud sponsor of the show. All right, so baseball starting up next weekend. Ben Garrett,
yeah, no cupcakes, straight to the deep end.
Yeah, it's gonna be a baptism by fire. You got number 15 Clemson, number 19 Texas, number 21 Arizona at the tournament, the Shriners College Showdown at Globe Life. It's gonna be tough. You said that Hunter Elliott came in the shop the other day. Did you talk at all to him about?
Yeah, man, I had to. Like, I mean, like, I used to have a relationship with all the players, but, you know, when we did plate lunches, because we would come in and chat. So I had to ask. He said that, you know, said he's probably been he hadn't been this healthy since 10th grade in high school. You know, just. He won, and I was like, man, you know, what made you come back? Because when you have, you know, an opportunity to go to the major leagues, and he goes, man, I just kind of wanted to be a student for once. You know, like, my freshman year was kind of crazy. We won the national championship, and Kind of got, you know, shoulder issues and just kind of been kind of just, so it was like his first, it's his first year to actually be a student, go to the games and that sort of thing. Oh, my camera's out. Let me keep talking.
Yeah, you're good.
Keep going.
So yeah, it just, I'm, you know, I'm actually real happy for him because I mean, he's gone through a lot, you know, it's tough. It's tough, getting hurt right after you're, you know, you win the national championship and you expect to be the Friday guy. And, but, he loves the new pitching coach. The pitching staff is really, really good right now. And, there, you'll see a lot of different things going on. It's just, I had to ask him the golden question. I was like, how's Coach Bianco going to be with, you know, not calling cut pitches and, you know, doing that sort of thing. He's like, man, Coach Bianco's been laid back. He's just, you know, going with the flow, hit a couple fungos to infield and doesn't even go to the bullpen, you know. So, so yeah, I think it should be a, you know, a different look, but who knows? I mean, like, it's baseball. You've got, you know, like I said, not to mention the NIL again, like, you've got people investing some serious money in the baseballs. I mean, you've got Texas A&M who, I mean, I'm scared to name out any of their players. They're tough. I mean, and you've got a lot of, you know, SEC. I think how many teams are in the top 20, 25 in the SEC? I think there's like 10 or 12. I mean, like it's almost.
A lot.
I mean, it's a lot. So you know, you're not going to get any cupcakes anywhere anywhere in the baseball schedule.
Yeah.
Opening tournament is going to be.
Did you see my text? There we go. Yeah, it's going to be tough. And but look, it's going to be a good opening weekend to kind of find out who you are. A lot of new faces. If you go to ohmspirit.com, Jake Thompson and Ben Garrett put up some content. You've got interviews with Joel Mangrum, the new pitching coach. You've got some interviews with Mike Clement, obviously, who's a friend of the program. They're excited. I mean, you've got a lot of transfers that are coming in, but a lot of experienced transfers. I think they kind of adjusted the approach to the portal after, you know, kind of misevaluating a couple guys last year. But they're Ben Garrett wrote a piece about the position battles and, you know, saying that there's, quote, probably four or five that are still ongoing with opening day around the corner. And I think that Bianco is, you know, he's kind of bullish on this team and thinks that they're going to be tough and think they're going to be a lot better. You know, Mike Clement said he loves the competition. He loves that they've got guys that are really swinging it well. And the position battles, that's a good thing. Like they've got a lot of dudes that that can really play and they're excited about a lot of the freshmen like Owen Pano. They think that he could, you know, be one of the top shortstops in program history, which is high praise. So I think this team, it's going to be tough sledding because the SEC is so good, but I do think that this team is going to be a lot better than it was last year.
Yeah, I have to agree with you. You know, the can only go up, right? Can't go down. So yeah, with the freshmen in this year coming in, new pitching coach. I mean, you know, there should be a lot of excitement coming this time of year.
Yeah. So let's go ahead and turn the page to this final segment here. Part of the reason why we had you on is you're the expert here, but Super Bowl Sunday, I've got some folks coming over. We're going to do kind of a potluck deal for the game. Everybody's going to bring a dish. So I'll just turn it over to you, man. I'll hand you the keys. Just kind of tell me, you know, kind of what your go-tos are. Maybe if you've got some hacks for the big game for cooking up some stuff. What your go-to is.
Yeah, well, I'm a big wing guy. I love the wings. Like, just got to have wings out there. Big dip guy. Love the dips. You know, that Mississippi Sin dip with some Fritos and then my sister takes the chicken jalapeno sausage and puts it in her Rotel. So that's always something that you can do. Man, sliders, like ever since I've said, you know, sliders, My algorithms on Instagram is just nothing been Hawaiian rolls, like different types of sliders. So, you know, just I'm a big of those Hawaiian roll sliders are a big ham and cheese. We did some meatballs, so you can do a meatball slider. We did a bunch of duck poppers. We did a new product called chicken poppers. So we take a boneless, skinless chicken breast, trim it up, and wrap it in bacon, smother it in barbecue sauce. It really, really good for the air fryer. Like, I'm a big air fryer guy. I don't know how everybody feels about the air fryer, but big air fryer guy here because, you know, just all you got to do is just plug it in. It's almost like the Traeger, you know, just press a button and put it on there. But big fan of the air fryer. So the chicken poppers, the duck poppers. Also did the lane trains. So you can do, you know, cut up a couple lane trains and just put them out there for a little, you know, little steak bites. So I'm a big slider wing dip guy. I think if you were the talk of the town, you could be the talk of the town if you brought some LB's jalapeno poppers to the party. Those are always clutch, and some stuffed mushrooms. I'm doing some salmon dip today. I smoked some, I got some fresh salmon in yesterday, and smoking some salmon. I'm gonna put a little cream cheese, some capers, a little Tony Satchery, so that's always good to have. But yeah, man, Super Bowl, it's all about the commercials and the food for me. You know, I obviously we'll get to see Taylor Swift hopefully under 5.5 times. I think I've got the under on that, but no, and I think under in purple Gatorade for the meat man on the football. But yeah, just it's a good time, and I think that maybe if we can talk to Trump and making Monday a national holiday for everybody to be off work after Super Bowl, that'd be really great. But LB's would be open on Monday. We wouldn't take a national holiday off for hangovers.
Absolutely. Well, remember, you can go see Greg and the folks at LB's, 2008 University Avenue, across from Kroger. Get you everything that he just told you about. I mean, honestly, that's your hack. If you're in Oxford or around Oxford, just go see him before Sunday and get everything that you need for your Super Bowl party. But appreciate Greg coming on. Appreciate everybody tuning in. And, of course, appreciate our sponsors, Roback, College Corner, USA Benefits Group, and Home Field Apparel, and the rest of our sponsors that bring this show to you. Appreciate everybody tuning in on a Friday before the weekend. Ole Miss basketball Saturday against LSU. Big, big game for Ole Miss, looking to get to number 18 and keep on marching to 20 wins and then get more than 20. And as the SEC basketball tournament will be here before we know it. And then it'll be March. So Chris Beard and company are doing some big things. Coach Yo and the women are also doing some big things. Tough loss last night to nationally ranked Oklahoma, but still looking good to get into the tournament. But stay locked in, omspirit.com. We've got plenty of coverage of basketball, baseball as opening day is next week, and of course recruiting as that is always going on. So appreciate Greg coming on. We appreciate you, the listener, the watcher, whether you're on Spotify, Apple, YouTube, whatever. Appreciate everybody coming on for this edition of the flagship. So for Greg, I'm Zach. Appreciate y'all tuning in. Everybody have a good weekend. We out of here.